Good morning, child of God. Good morning, anchorites. Good morning, every saint all over the world. Wherever you are, at the sound of my voice, know that today it's a new dawn for you. Know that today the Lord has remembered you. Know that today the Lord is about to change your story. The Lord is about to change your life. The Lord have shown me a new dawn. A new dawn in your life, a new dawn in your career. A new dawn in your marriage, a new dawn in your health. I saw the Lord giving you a crown of Joseph, a crown of kingship. The Lord changing everything around you. Your enemies being put down to shame. I just want to read this scripture to you today, that which the Lord have given me. From 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Oh, Father, thank you. Rashi Kadaba. Today is something. The Lord is going to transform everything around you. The Lord is bringing a new season, a new dimension in your life. While your enemies are watching, while those altars are standing, when those altars are calling your name, when those rituals are being done against you, when those plans of evil are being planned against you, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Father, we thank you. The word of God says we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. I want to take you to the book of Exodus chapter 12, from verse 1 to 11. Exodus chapter 12, from verse 1 to 11. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Listen, child of God, this is the word of prophecy. This is a word of prophecy. The Lord was telling me that this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. Everything around you shall start afresh. This August shall be a new month to you. It shall be the first month of your year. Your year is totally different from the year of the calendar. God have made a new calendar for you, your personal calendar, to do and deal with your life. Verse 3, speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel. I'm speaking to you, Angarites. I'm speaking to you, all Christians, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamp. This month I pray that you locate a sacrificial offering for the Lord. Wherever you are, locate a sacrificial offering for the Lord, according to the house of their fathers, according to each man, each member, each family, a lamb for an house, a lamb that represents the family, the lamb that represents the clan. Verse 4, and if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. If your dream is too big, if your destiny, where you see, where you want to go is too big, the Lord is saying, you can add to your lamb. Your lamb, verse 5, shall be without blemish. It must be a pure and clean sacrifice. It must be something that touches your heart. It is something that when you give God, your heart rejoices. Your heart receives peace. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep and from the goats. And ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. 2 weeks of prayer, praying for your lamb, praying for your sacrifice. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the house, wherein they shall eat it. They shall eat the flesh, the meat, in that night, roast with fire. The word of God said the flesh, because it represents Jesus Christ. And unleavened bread. This was now the Passover, the communion, the body of Christ. And with the bitter herbs, they shall eat it. The bitterness of 400 years, 40 years in bondage. Eat not, verse 9, of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire. His head with his legs and with the putenance thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. And that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And that shall ye eat it with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. May God bless the reading of his word. What a powerful passage. You shall eat it with your loins girded, your belt, the loins, your shoes on your feet, so that they will surely receive the anointing and grow with the leg and the staff in your hand that will lead you into the wilderness. And you shall eat in a haste because something is about to happen. Oh, may God bless you this morning. May God bless you this morning. I would also want you to read on your own time the book of Ezekiel chapter 3 and chapter 4. And Luke chapter 21 verse 29 up to chapter 22 verse 13. Now on this passage that we read, the children of Israel experienced a new dawn when they left Egypt in the circumstances that only God could have made possible. If the Lord would give a new dawn to a nation of slaves who lived and grew, died in bondage, I know that you will also experience a new dawn this season in Jesus' name. The Lord told Moses and Aaron that the month of their exodus from Egypt would be the beginning of months to them. In other words, it would become the first month of a new year to them. You know, when God wants to give you a new year, it doesn't matter you are in December, doesn't matter you are in August, doesn't matter you are in June. When God visits you, when God remembers you, he makes a new year for you that moment, that month. This August, prophetically, God told me it's a new dawn, it's a new year, it's a new month to Angerites. It's a new month to Anger of Christ National Ministries. It's a new month to you and your family. To someone using or listening to me this morning, regardless of the fact that you are far, regardless of the distance, the Lord has told me to announce it to you, that you must put it into your mind that God has remembered you today. And it is a new dawn. It doesn't matter what you lost in the past. Doesn't matter your time you lost. Doesn't matter the hurt that you received. Doesn't matter how many people hurt you. Doesn't matter how many people deserted you. Doesn't matter how many people are fighting you. Doesn't matter every evil that was done to you. The Lord is saying it's going to be the past today. This shall be the beginning of months to you, because you are entering into a new year this month. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for this prophetic word. You cannot afford to wait till the last day of this year to receive that miracle you desire so much, because the Lord is able and the Lord is willing to do it now. Now, just believe in your heart that what the prophet is declaring, that it is a new month, just like what Moses did, that it was a new month to a bunch of slaves, tired, stuttered, brutalized. They received it. My God is able to do it to you. Believe me. Believe in his prophets. He shall prosper. The Lord has done it before to slaves. He has done it before to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. From the den of lion to become the chiefs. From the den of fire, from the lake of fire to become celebrities. He will still do it. He has done it to Joseph. From the pit, from the dungeon, from Potiphar's house to become the prime minister, financial prime minister of Egypt. He has done it before. He will still do it today. I want to pronounce to you a happy new year. Happy new year to you. Happy new year to your family. Happy new year to your business. Happy new year to your career. Happy new year to your health. Happy new year to your relationships. Happy new year to your marriage. Happy new year to your education. To everything around you, I declare, decree a happy new year. Announce to yourself. Announce to yourself this morning. Announce to those who are around you this morning that it is a new dawn. It's a new dawn, and so shall it be in Jesus' name. It's a new dawn. It's a new dawn. It's a new dawn. After declaring a new dawn for the Israelites, God dealt with the enemies that held them bound so much so that their king called for Moses and Aaron in the middle of the night, begging them to lead the Israelites out of the land. These were the same people he held in captivity for years in Exodus chapter 12, verse 31 to 33. God is going to deal with your enemies tonight. God is going to deal with your enemies brutally. Don't use your strength. Don't retaliate. The battle is not yours. My God will fight for you. He fought for me in many battles. I have seen him in a battle. He is able to put your enemies to knees. God will do something. He will use the den of lion to destroy your enemies. He will use the same lake of fire they made for you. That lake they made for you, the fire they made for you, God will still use the same lake of fire. That lake was not meant to destroy you. They meant to afflict you, but God meant to destroy them with that lake of fire. The den of lion, hungry lions, they meant it for you to be eaten alive, but God will still use the same den of lion to throw them in, to tear them into pieces. God will do something. Beloved, Engacho child, Christian, listener, wherever you are, Psalms 126 verse 1 says, When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dreamed, that dream. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Today, It's a new dawn. Things are going to change in a mighty way that you think you are dreaming. When the Lord brings you to a new dawn, even your neighbors may not easily recognize you. When the Lord brings a new dawn, even your doctors will be surprised. When the Lord brings a new dawn to your life, even those who knew you before and your enemies, they will surely be surprised, because your level would have changed dramatically. The distance the arrow covers is determined by how much force was applied to pull it back. The Lord is launching you to the deep. 400 years in slavery, God is launching you far in Canaan. They thought they were pulling you backwards, not knowing that they were applying more force, that when God visits you, he will launch you far. Can you believe that Pharaoh even asked Moses to pray for him? I declare the decree this today. I declare it into your life this day. By the time the Lord accomplishes what he intends to do for you, your enemies will come begging for intercessory prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that when God have dealt with you, your enemies will come and celebrate with you. I pray and I declare that when God is done with you, people will travel all over the world to come and see you. When the Lord is accomplished with you, when the Lord is done with you, they will come to see your wedding. They will come to see your house. They will come to see your business. News about you will travel around the world. They will hear the testimony of how the Lord have dealt with you, visited you, changed your life, transformed your life. It is a new dawn. This is a new year for you. This is a new month for you. Today I feel it in the spirit. Believe me, this is a new day. All the days of the past are going to be totally different from today going forth. Beloved child of God, I announce to you today, it is a new dawn. All that is required of you is to keep to the precepts, the principles, the commandment of God. What is left of you is to live and abide by the word of God. What is left is for you to fear God and keep his commandment. What is required of you is to have peace with all men. What is required for you is to meditate on the word of God. Line your life with the word of God. What is left of you is to fear God, not to fear men. What is expected of you by heaven is for you to keep his commandments, to run away from evil, to run away from evil people, to fear God, to please God, not to please men. And God will surely bring forth every good thing to pass in your life. And do not let it cross your mind to go back to Egypt of sin again. Never go back to Egypt of sin. Never go back to Egypt. This morning, as I pray with you, I feel in my spirit that the Lord is breaking chains of poverty, is breaking chains of evil, is breaking chains of limitations, is breaking chains of poverty. He's destroying altars that were working against you. He's destroying altars that were eating your finances, eating your money. He's destroying altars that were transferring every good thing away from you to their people, to themselves. Those shrines that were using your blood, I disconnect you this morning from every shrine, from every altar of evil. Every image, every material that was used in that shrine to represent you, today I disconnect you from it in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, for it is a new dawn as you have announced it to me today. As you have given me, I've given your people. And everyone who receives this word and believe in it, Father, Bring a new month. Bring a new season. Let every Pharaoh in their lives be put to shame. Father, I thank you for financial breakthroughs. I thank you for their marriages. I thank you for their businesses. I thank you for their education, their degrees. I thank you, Father, for every blessing that you have allocated them today, this morning. I'm excited because it's a new dawn to my life. It's a new dawn to anger of Christ in the national ministries. It's a new dawn to every anchorite all over the world. It's a new dawn to every anchorite in Zimbabwe. It is a new dawn to us, and we celebrate in it as you put our enemies to shame. The same powers they use to destroy us, the same powers that the Lord is going to use to destroy them. You are blessed this morning. You are blessed this morning. You are blessed this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Till we meet again next time, I will be in my prayers. Remember, this coming Sunday is Deliverance Sunday. Come prepared. Come prepared to be set free, to be removed from your Egypt, and start to enter into a Canaan. I am with you in my prayers, and I know the Lord God is faithful. Believe him. Believe him. Believe him. Pray midnight prayers, and I will see you on Sunday. May God bless you. For prayer line, wherever you are, you can call for prayer on +263 7788 2 7953. +263 7788 2 7953. May God bless you. Prophet Desire Chauke, the senior pastor of the Anger of Christ National Ministries in Bulawayo, in Zimbabwe. If you visit our city anytime, you are welcome to come and worship us and experience God's move, God's blessings, every Sunday from 8 o'clock till afternoon. May God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.